my parents took the view that an ordered home in the physical sense is also a visible sign of the God of order. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a place for everything, you got too much stuff.
Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
I see all of life as loaded with significance. Everything that God has created to me is a visible sign of an invisible reality. That incredible star, Antares, such a tremendous star, a visible sign of the power of God, the majesty of God, the infinite wisdom of God. And when I look out at the night sky, I love finding Orion. I'm no astronomer, and I know practically nothing, but I certainly do know Orion when I see him. And it's just such a comfort to be in different parts of the world and see that Orion is exactly where he belongs at a given minute in the sky, if he's there at all. If you're in the southern hemisphere, you may not see him. But when I was living in Ecuador, I did find the Southern Cross, and that was so comforting to me. When we look out at the ocean from our house, I think of how the tide comes up at exactly the right minute, precisely to the second. I have a little chart on my desk that tells me what time the high tide is every day, two high tides and two low tides, and it is exactly on the minute. It never misses. A visible sign of the order of God's creation and the things that God has created outside of us human beings and angels, as far as we know, everything else obeys Him perfectly. The winds obey Him. The tides obey Him. The waves hear His voice. And the stars are exactly where they belong. He has given us infinite evidence throughout His creation of order. The birds know how to build a nest. They know how to migrate. My father was a great bird fan, and he did his best to get us children interested. I wish with all my heart that I had become more interested so I could have learned far more from my father. But I remember his telling us about the Arctic tern that flies 22,000 miles when he migrates from pole to pole, and he knows exactly where to go. Who guides him? The same God that guides you and me. As William Cullen Bryan wrote, "There is a power whose care guideth his way along the pathless coast, the desert and illimitable air, lone wandering, but not lost." It was written to a waterfowl. He had seen a single waterfowl flying against a sunset, and this gave rise to this beautiful poem, "Lone Wandering, but not lost." God's order is a visible sign of an invisible reality. And the order in the home starts with the submission of husband and wife to the authority of God. The next visible sign of order is who's in charge. A husband is the head. He's the one who makes the final decision. We have a dear friend who's an old man who's lost his first wife, his wife of some 50 years, when he was about 80, and he remarried. And after his first year of his second marriage, he was sitting at our breakfast table one morning, and I said, "Frank, tell me what you think submission means." And he sat there for quite a while, just sort of gazing out the window. He's a very fine Bible student, and I knew he would know much more about what the Bible says about it than I do. And to my great surprise, he said, "Well, I don't think I've ever thought much about it." And I said, "You haven't?" I said, "I have to think about it all the time because wives are always asking me, what does submission mean? Do I have to submit to my husband?" "Oh," he said, "you mean submission of wives to their husbands?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, I've never thought that that was very difficult. The Bible's very clear about it, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes, the Bible is certainly very clear about it." "Well," he said, "now that you ask me," he said, "I remember when in my first marriage," he said, "within a few months, we had a very difficult decision to make, And my wife thought one thing and I thought another. And Lois said to me, "Frank, you have got to get it right." He said, "I never forgot that." He said, "That sobered me. I realized that I had to get it right because she was going to suffer the consequences if I didn't." So he said, "To me, it's such a simple principle. I'm responsible to God for the final decision because she is going to submit to me. And if you have a wife who is going to submit to you, you're going to be far more cautious and serious about discovering what God really wants you to do." That is a visible sign of an invisible reality. And my parents took the view that an ordered home in the physical sense is also a visible sign of the God of order. And there has to be a place for everything, and insofar as it's possible, everything in its place. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a place for everything, you got too much stuff. Get rid of it. Simplify your life. Every time I go to the Shepherd household, one of the children will come, at least one, will come to me and say, "Granny, please help me organize my drawers or organize my closet." In fact, one of the children met me at the door one time and said, "Oh, Granny's here. I guess we all have to get organized again." But the truth is, they love it once it's done. They want the whole family to come and see their drawers. Little Evangeline, 4 years old, when I was there a few months ago, or maybe a year ago, she wanted me to help her organize her drawers. Well, she doesn't even have any drawers. She's got those wire baskets that are stacked up in the closet. They don't have room for a dresser in that room. So that's what she has for drawers. And the T-shirts were like this, and the socks were like this, and another one. And so we spent about a half an hour folding T-shirts, just one T-shirt. I spent about a half an hour teaching her. Lay it out face down on the bed, fold this sleeve over like this, fold this sleeve over like this, fold the bottom up, fold it up again, and then roll it. Tighter, Evangeline, a little bit tighter, a little bit tighter, and then we put them in a shoebox so that when she opens the drawer, the basket, every T-shirt is visible. And you don't have to mess up one in order to get the other. She was so proud of this. She wanted everybody in the family to come and see. And the next time I came to the house, she said, "Granny, come and look at my drawers." Now, they weren't perfect. We had to review the lesson a little bit. But she understood the idea, and she really wanted it that way. And when children come into a house that's a total mess, even if they, as Valerie says, they don't see when the house is disorderly. Maybe they don't see it to the point of doing something about it, but I think there is a kind of peace in a house that is orderly. And I am all for drawing territorial lines. You don't have to have all the rooms strewn with all the toys. Limit the children. If there is a family room, toys can be in the family room, not in the living room. If you don't have anything but a living room, which we only had, there was never any such a thing as a family room. Nobody ever heard of it back in my day. And we just never were allowed to have toys in the living room, except if there was a family game or something like that. But our toys, our individual toys, were to be played with in our bedrooms. And Mother would allow a little child, a crawling child, who perhaps was in the kitchen when she was fixing meals, she would allow certain drawers in the kitchen to be opened and the things strewn around. And my brother Tom loved to take all the paper bags out of the bottom drawer in the kitchen and strew them around very neatly all over the kitchen floor. And he was allowed to do that, provided you know what the provision is. Put them back when you're finished. Mother came into the kitchen one day and all the paper bags were on the floor, but Tommy was nowhere. She found Tommy in the living room where my father was playing hymns on the piano. And she said, "Tommy, I want you to come and put back the paper bags." And he looked up with a smile of seraphic sweetness and he said, "But I want to sing Jesus Loves Me." And my father took that opportunity to press home the lesson that to obey is better than sacrifice. And it's no good singing Jesus Loves Me when you have been disobedient to your mother. God is not the author of confusion. He will help you. He will answer your prayers. Do you care? Do you really want order and peace in your home? When people came into our home, there was a visible sign of order. We had a front hall. There was always a table in the front hall, and there was never anything allowed to be on that table besides the flowers and the candles, except letters. Any letters that were on that table were either going out or they had just come in. The postman would open the door and put the mail on that table. But these were all understood. So everything was supposed to be in its place, but it's your responsibility as parents to make sure that there is a place for everything. And if there isn't, then it's very clear that it's time to have a garage sale or take things to the Goodwill or the Salvation Army. Another thing that I do, which helps me greatly because we have very limited closet space, when a new piece of clothing comes in, then an old one should go out, goes into a pile for Hungary. We have friends who take clothing over to Hungary. And if I haven't worn something for a year, then it seems to me somebody else needs it more than I do. Obviously, I don't need it if I've gotten through the past year. And Hudson Taylor, that great missionary to China, made it a point of honor before God to go through everything he owned every year. And anything that he had not used in a year, he would give to a Chinese who needed it. It's God's order, and I know that it leads to freedom and joy and peace. May God give us the grace to be real men for God, real women, true women, men and women who accept as a gift from God masculinity and femininity and the responsibilities that go with those separate designs. God bless you.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.